Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter is a longtime, 18-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the principal of the Meyer Group, M-E-Y-E-R Group. He's the author of at least two best-selling books, Creating and Dominating New Markets, Warp Speed Growth. I talk about both of those when he's not here. They impacted the way I think about things. And he's our good friend, Peter Meyer. Welcome back.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Good to have you back. Peter, one of the things I know you want to talk about is how we move forward in our lives, and whether it's a personal perspective or business perspective, whatever is next is often informed by what has passed. And sometimes we need the grounding, the information, the perspectives, the successes and the failures of the past to inform the future. And sometimes we need to cut those loose and start fresh. What do you think? This is something you think about a lot, isn't it? Whether to fix something, whether to grow.
It is indeed. It is indeed. And our bias is usually to fix things that went wrong. But then we get to remember the reason that we're here, the reason that this business exists, is because we are fundamentally good, capable, and we enjoy ourselves here. Mm-hmm. And as long as we remain good, capable, and enjoy ourselves here, we don't need to go back and dig up the past. Maybe we just need to clear the deck and start over again.
This is a really important topic for our time right now, Peter. And the reason is because I admit to being, I'm in the upper quartile of the baby boomers. I'm not in the red zone yet, but I am in the fourth quarter, and I admit to being a little bit of a old fogey in some things, but I also know that some of the younger people are fairly cavalier and maybe even disrespectful of what's gone on in the past. And it worries me that they might not be informed enough about that, and to the degree that they might make the mistakes all over again that they could have learned from me and you. And so when we talk about cutting things loose, when we talk about starting completely fresh, don't we need to have some information from to know what doesn't work?
Sure. And we can instruct the people who work with us. We have information. And I just remember every time I get involved in these conversations that every time I told one of my grandchildren to not touch the hot stove, they did. They did. They're going to. They're
right.
Going to touch it no matter what.
How hot is it, Grandpa?
And the same. It's hot enough that you won't do it again.
Right.
And so that sometimes happens. And what do? You let them do it. You structure life so that they will touch and learn. The thing to remember is that the reason these people are in place, whether it be salespeople or operations people, or even yourself, is because they are competent, they are fundamentally good, and they enjoy growing. So sometimes a burn is going to happen. Let it happen. Don't try to fit one. Try to at least that's solving the burn. Don't try to fix the stove. Don't try to move it so it's 3 feet higher or 4 feet farther away. Just rely on the fact that the people you're dealing with are competent, they're good at heart, and they want to grow.
Well, I'm the only thing I'm going to push back on that, Peter, is I've seen too many people be in denial about why they failed before. I've seen this over and over again. Mm-hmm. I've had people come to me for advice, and they'd say, you know, so-and-so happened. I did this before, and I knew all about it, and they would tell me about it, and they'd say, and they start describing to me what they're going to do next. And I would say, well, isn't that exactly what you just failed at doing? Oh, no, well, this is going to be different. But it really wasn't. And so I'm going mm-hmm. to agree with two of the three things that you said. They're good people, and they want to grow. But the competence thing, I do believe that the competence depends on whether you've learned from the past. And I'm going to get you to comment on that after the break. Meyer Group, GRP, MeyerGRP.com, right? M-E-Y-E-R-G-R-P. That's the website. So check that out, folks. Peter Meyer and I will be right back after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.